The morning sun is peeking through an overcast sky, along a street lined with simple Victorian homes. In this Cleveland neighborhood, two of these homes are brand new. Unlike their century-old neighbors, they're green buildings, built with the environment in mind. One is the home of David and Jen Hovis. It was built to actively conserve resources and have a low impact on the environment. For example, all of the lights are on timers.
I had to go out of my way to buy timers that could control compact fluorescent lights so that I wasn't wasting too much electricity.
Even the fan venting moist air from the bathroom is on a timer. The furnace, too, is a high-efficiency unit. Hovis's environmentally friendly surroundings don't stop at the backyard gate. He lives in a special neighborhood called the Cleveland Eco Village. And on his way to work, he sees green building principles and sustainable practices all along the way. Like the community garden, where even the tool shed is made of recycled material.
120-year-old maple tree that was cut down, and folks brought a portable sawmill and they sawed it into lumber, and that was used for the framing.
The idea to revive a struggling neighborhood with sustainable solutions started with the city's environmental planning organization, EcoCity Cleveland. Back in 1997, they investigated dozens of the city's neighborhoods and chose the West Side neighborhood where Hovis lives because it was close to transit, had a strong community development organization, and had support of its local councilmen. David Beach is EcoCity Cleveland's executive director. He says besides environmentally sound buildings, the neighborhood gives the option of a car-free life.
Where everything you need is within walking distance, so your living space, your workplace, and some of your shopping can be right in that one neighborhood. And then you hop on the rapid transit, and in 5 or 10 minutes you're downtown or you're at the airport.
Everything within a half-mile radius of the transit station is in the Eco Village. Resident David Hovis stands at the entrance with a fierce wind coming off of Lake Erie.
That this used to be, there was literally just a set of stairs leading down to the platform. There was essentially a bus shelter on the platform, and that was it. And if you didn't actually know where the entrances were, you would never know there was a train station here.
So EcoCity Cleveland and the neighborhood convinced Cleveland's Transit Authority to spend nearly $4.5 million on a new station based on environmentally sound principles. It's the only green transit station in Ohio.
And now we've got this nice warm station that uses passive solar heating and a lot of green building features.
Mandy Metcalf is the EcoVillage project director. She continues our tour of the neighborhood down a walking path. Four blocks later, 20 new green-built townhomes come into view. In the same simple Victorian style of the neighborhood, they blend right in. They're also very energy efficient.
One resident said his January bill was only $40 for gas, which is pretty impressive.
But the majority of the homes in the Eco Village are nearly a century old and very energy inefficient. While they're considered affordable housing, a mortgage payment on top of a heating bill of more than $300 makes them difficult to afford. So Metcalf's organization helped homeowners discover where their energy was being wasted.
What the best things, the most cost-effective things that they could do to retrofit their houses. And now we're going to match them up with loan programs and encourage them to go through with it.
While older homes are being updated, the Eco Village is making plans to improve the green space surrounding the local rec center, and within 2 years, to entice a green building grocery store to the area. For the GLRC, this is Lisa Ann Pinkerton.